The wait is over.
I'm awake. Is it time?
No.
So let's take the stage. I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Monday, April 19th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies, but first, your entertainment headlines. Mark your calendars, folks. We finally know when Sarah Drew will be making her return to Grey's Anatomy. The actress, who played Dr. April Kepner on the ABC medical drama, will appear on the May 6th episode. She's the latest in a string of former stars making guest appearances this season, most of them as part of Meredith's purgatory-esque beach scenes. But based on a photo that Drew tweeted, things may be a bit different for her, as she appears to be in a real-life setting with Jackson, aka her ex, aka her baby daddy. We'll find out more in a couple weeks what it all means. After the success of this year's Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar, stars and writers Kristen Wiig and Annie Mumolo are working with Disney on a script for a live-action movie centered on Cinderella's evil stepsisters, and we are here for it. It's unclear whether the two, who were Oscar-nominated for their Bridesmaid screenplay, will appear in the film, as the story is reportedly an origin story of sorts for the two sisters. And Survivor fans are mourning the death of Millennials vs. Gen X player Sunday Burquest, who died over the weekend from cancer. She was 50. After beating breast cancer in 2012, she was diagnosed last year with terminal esophageal and ovarian cancer. In a social media post, Survivor host Jeff Probst paid tribute to Burquest, saying she had, quote, one of the brightest smiles of any person to ever play Survivor. She radiated kindness and understanding. She seemed to understand better than most that life is for living. So say yes to life whenever possible. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and much more, head over to EW.com. All right, let's not keep you wondering what our top three picks are. Number three today is a new series of documentary shorts presented by Wonder Woman herself, Gal Gadot, that follows the powerful stories of six women around the world. National Geographic's Impact with Gal Gadot follows women from Brazil, Puerto Rico, California, Louisiana, and Tennessee, all from very different backgrounds, united by their commitment to improving the lives of the people around them. Despite living in areas marred by violence, poverty, trauma, discrimination, oppression, and natural disasters, these brave women remain undeterred as they dare to dream, stand out, speak up, and lead. Here's a preview.
If you keep your mouth shut, the prettier you look. That was a phrase that I was told a lot.
Some people can look and just say, wow, why don't y'all move? You can't. You don't know how to live anywhere else.
No, that's shots. Você quer dar uma parada? Ele tá perguntando pra você.
I have to fight for being an African-American and a transgender woman.
Having lack of access to water.
Been so many years of hopelessness.
So many of our girls are overwhelmed. Everybody's scared.
We will fight as long as it takes, do whatever it takes.
You can check out the first of Impact's six episodes right now on National Geographic's YouTube channel. The 118 are back, y'all. 911 returns tonight with a typically nail-biting and unusually emotional spring premiere. You might want a box of tissues handy for this one. When it starts off, the late arrival of Maddie and Chimney's baby has the couple on edge, and Maddie goes in for a shift to distract herself. That almost works too well. She becomes so engrossed in a deadly pileup caused by a drunk driver that she almost gives birth at her desk. Meanwhile, Athena and the team race to save lives amid that pileup, which becomes personal when it turns out Chimney's brother Albert has been caught up in the crash. Here's an exclusive clip.
Captain Nash, we received a call from a driver who says he was in the pileup, claiming he's still trapped in his car.
I believe we already extricated everybody involved. Are they sure they were in this crash?
The line went dead before we could get too many details. We'll try to reconnect with him now. Why don't you call again?
Hello, this is Albert Hahn. Please do not leave a message. That's what texts are for.
Bobby,
The call came from an Albert Hahn. Isn't that Chimney's brother?
Are you sure? I thought that call was dropped.
I called the number back and it gave me his voicemail.
Oh, what did the message say?
He said his name and to not leave a message because,
That's what texts are for.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Every vehicle.
Albert!
Can you hear us?
Oh, yikes. And the drama does not stop there. 911 Lone Star is also back tonight, picking up in the immediate aftermath of Judd and Grace's car accident in the last episode. As they fight for their lives beneath the water, tonight's entry shows us the couple's love story in flashbacks, with a young Judd meeting Grace when he calls a prayer hotline looking for a friendly voice. There are obstacles to overcome, of course, including Judd dealing with a traumatic incident from his teen years, but by episode's end, we learn how they came to be the secure couple they are today. Whether they both make it out of the car wreck in one piece, however, is less of a sure thing. This is going to be an emotional couple of hours, folks. It all begins tonight at 8 on Fox. It's trivia time. Snoop Dogg is set to make his appearance on The Voice tonight. More on that in a bit. But first, our trivia question. Which of the following is not a name that Snoop Dogg has gone by at some point in his career? Snoopzilla, Snoop Lion, or King Snoop? Stick around for the answer. Our number one pick is coming up. What to Watch will be right back.
Oh, so.
No one.
More about gel coat.
When the fourth round.
Don't you call in the.
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. This week in entertainment history, Beyoncé's Lemonade was released 5 years ago this week on April 23rd, 2016. The album, her sixth, grappled with the singer's emotional journey after her husband Jay-Z's infidelity and explored themes of black feminism, trauma, and African-American history. Lemonade was Beyoncé's most acclaimed record to date, receiving a perfect 5 stars from Rolling Stone and a rare A+ from EW. In his review, Ray Rahman called it, quote, her boldest, most ambitious, best album, and a raw and intensely personal plunge into the heart of marital darkness. Oscar night is approaching this week. Finally, and today's What You Watching guest could go home with 2 trophies on Sunday. One Night in Miami star Leslie Odom Jr. is nominated for both Best Supporting Actor and Best Original Song, and he's also an upcoming guest on EW's The Awardist podcast. He talked to EW executive editor Clarissa Cruz about some of his favorite movies of the year. Have a listen.
God, did I love Sound of Metal? I loved it.
Yeah, I just thought it was unlike anything I'd ever seen before. I thought it was so special. I loved Nomadland. I really did. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like poetry, that movie. Just poetry. Mm-hmm. It's kind of one of those movies that you look at and you're like, wow, how'd you guys even make that? I love when that happens. You know, when you see a film and you're just like, because, you know, I make them, you know, I'm a part of making them now, and I watch a movie like Nomadland and I just don't know how they did it. It's because it's like 1,000 moments. It's like, you know, all these little tiny pieces that add up to this experience. Yeah. Just so poetic. Chloe, just my goodness, her work on that film. Minari, I just couldn't get enough of.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I
love that one too.
40-year-old version, I dug so deep. I just feel like
I'm just very grateful in an impossible year. What an impossible year last year was. I just feel very grateful to be a part, to have been a part of a film like One Night in Miami that has managed to stay a part of the conversation.
Part of the conversation and land 3 Oscar nominations along the way. You can catch One Night in Miami on Amazon Prime Video, which is where you can also find Sound of Metal. Nomadland is on Hulu, and Minari is available to rent on digital platforms. And tune into the Oscars on Sunday to see if Odom wins. And now, time to light up our number one pick, The Voice. Tonight's episode marks the beginning of the knockouts, but more importantly, it marks the arrival of Snoop Dogg, who will be dropping advice like it's hot as the season's mega mentor. The rapper will provide a fresh perspective and expertise to help the artists craft their performances as they go head-to-head in hopes of advancing to the live shows. Here's a preview.
It's the one and only D-O-double-G.
Snoop is more than just a rapper.
Snoop Dogg.
Just got a Rolodex of songs in his mind.
You like country?
I love country.
Well, howdy, cowboys.
I want to see if you're going to take me on an emotional roller coaster. Add on some levels and some layers.
Make this yours, sis. Bam, 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 bam.
Vocal coaching from Snoop Dogg was a secret.
Who knew indeed? 28 artists remain as we head into the knockouts, which see artists once again paired with a teammate, but selecting their own songs to perform individually. And the 4 artists who were saved by their coaches during battles will compete in a special 4-way knockout, receiving individualized rehearsals with their coach and Snoop. Who will make it through to the next round? Well, tune in to NBC at 8 p.m. to find out. And now the answer to today's trivia question. Which of the following is not a name that Snoop Dogg has gone by at some point in his career? Snoopzilla, Snoop Lion, or King Snoop? The answer, King Snoop. Other sobriquets Snoop has gone by include Big Snoop Dogg, Snoop Doggy Dogg, Snoop Rock, and DJ Snoopadelic. We are not making those up. That is our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I am Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
What to Watch is written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, produced and hosted by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall and Carly Usden.